55.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, right off the bat, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio. That would be Bob Ney. Bob, it's interesting. You and I were talking about this off the air, and I actually have been asked this question by somebody who listens to ATN, and they got your book Sideswiped after I'd had you on a while ago, and they asked if you were ever interested in running again.
You know, I thought about it, and I had a local newspaper that actually came out twice this year and said I should run again. But I've had a lot of constituents call, and one of the radio people said, you know, Bob, you can win. And I said, well, that's what I'm afraid of. It's not a good reason to run because you can win. I mean, I had given it some thought, but, you know, it's just past its time, and I've got some other things to do. I enjoy. Plus, I couldn't do your show that demand equal time if I ran.
I know, and that wouldn't be any fun. We would miss you, so forget
that's
that.
Right. That's
you
right.
did your time already in many
that's
ways.
Right.
So.
That's right. For sure.
You know what was kind of interesting is I have to say kudos. I love this story, and I'm sure you saw it and know about it too. The fact that the White House gave out to those vets the Medal of Honor, 24 vets that were passed over. I think that's great. It's finally a ray of sunshine.
Isn't that neat? Well, you know, the power of the presidency, and I saw this under Bush and Clinton, you know, they would do some things sometimes you'd be like, okay, that's the way you do it, you know?
Yeah. And this was one of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. The moving from the medal recipients, and we'll talk about that later, by the way, folks, here on America Tonight, is a much different story. The deal with Putin and now what's going to happen in the Ukraine and what about the sanctions? What do you think happens in the end?
It's done. He got basically what he wanted. I don't think there'll be a lot of further bloodshed. I mean, that person was killed today, but I don't think that Putin's going to, you know, march in with the troops, but he got what he wanted, and they talked some sanctions, but at the end of the day, you know, Europe's going to deal with him. We are virtually powerless to do anything. We're way down number 10 on the trading totem area, you know, with Russia. So I think they're going to see what deals that they can make with him, deals in the sense of no further aggression. And Crimea is gone. It's Russia. It's finished. And I know people don't like to hear that, but in Capitol Hill, they know. They know that there's nothing they can do except beat their chests.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, too. It's done. That's it. They just have to play out the hand. That's all that's going to happen there.
That's it.
The other thing is, somebody who travels a lot, what do you make of this Malaysian plane, the 777? I've been on a couple of those, just disappearing.
The best theory that I have heard so far, and I don't believe that somebody sold it to make it a flying bomb. These terrorists have money. They could have bought a used one, you know, somewhere. So I don't buy that. But, you know, possibly there was an immediate fire. Yeah, they turned off everything. It's still pinged with the satellites, which they do, but they turned off everything to avert, which they're supposed to do, to keep aviating, as they say, the plane. And then they were overcome with smoke, and the autopilot just took them for 7 hours, just like Payne Stewart's plane that time. Mm. And so it dropped. I that's the only plausible theory that I've heard so far that I kind of buy into.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Absolutely. And in the meantime, you know, finally, I guess the last thing here is in this tug of war over affordable health care and Obamacare and how many people are signing up and who's not. I saw something the other day where a third of the people who are eligible aren't signing up because for the most reason, the biggest reason given, rather, was that they just couldn't afford it. It wasn't so much that they were enraged, it was that they just couldn't afford it. Is this ever going to be truly resolved?
Well, what's going to happen, the Republicans are going to realize that you can't undo this now. It's not going to all completely just go away. That won't happen. And people would be pretty, they might answer a poll that they want to go away, but they don't, because what do you do with those people? On the other hand, the system, if it's not going to work, and they did sign up 5 million people, which is more than they thought, but their goal was 7 million, but if the system doesn't work, then the White House really just needs to step in and tweak it and then force the Congress in a position to make some corrections. I mean, they would have to do that, because the affordability is just as huge an issue as availability. It's available. We all know that. Now it's got to become affordable.
Yeah. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much as always. Fun to have you on the show. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.
All right, the other countdown here across America, you know, the what's rippling across the land, I think, is all the people that you give us a big jackpot in this country and we line up. You know, the Mega Millions was $400 million. So they drew the numbers for it, and I've actually gotten a bunch of emails from people asking me what the numbers were. So I thought right out of the gate, while we mix in our Washington conversation, why not give you the numbers? The numbers for the Mega Millions, 11, 19, 24, 33, 51, and the Mega Ball, a 7. A 7. So no word on whether anybody has won. It's obvious that Matt Johnson, the technical director of the show, and myself have not won because here we sit and we don't have those numbers. I think I had one number, maybe. You know, when it gets high, it's fun to kind of play it, but one number out of a couple of different lines. But it surges. That's what happens. The interest jumps up and all of a sudden people are lining up and asking people to get them tickets and whatnot, and a lot of times it seems the people who are the winners don't have those set numbers. They do the pick, you know, they do the quick pick thing, so the machine picks for them. This jackpot is the third largest jackpot that they've had, the third largest. And what happens, except for there's a couple states where they don't do this, but most of the states who are involved in this Mega Millions, which is fascinating, is they'll get a huge amount of money. They'll get a prize like $1 million or whatever because the winning ticket happened to be sold there. So a single winning ticket holder who chose the cash option for the drawing would win $224 million before the federal and state taxes are deducted. $224 million. What do you do with that kind of money? I mean, what do you do? It's a lot of money, isn't it? And especially, again, with the cash option, pull the money out of it, and that's it. By the way, this is also a trivia question. What is the largest jackpot ever in the history of payouts in the U.S., $656 million. That was just a couple of years ago, March 2012. And there were three different ticket holders for that one. So the largest we've ever seen, $656 million. Again, a lot of money, even if you have to split it. I think if you have a winning ticket, you don't care. If it's a winning ticket, it's a winning ticket, isn't it? Also on the radar, speaking of winning tickets, in New Jersey, leading all the newscasts, were the lines for Mega Millions and people talking about what if they won the huge jackpot. But also a break in the bridge scandal, which involves the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, who's on the short list for Republican nominees for president in 2016. What's up with the bridge? I know you're dying to cross over to the other side. We'll tell you next here on ATN. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Second here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But before we do that, because the question was raised by Jack listening to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, and me talking to him about was he running again because there were people that had chided him into running, and the answer is yes, you can run for office, for Congress, whatever, if your state constitution allows it, and some of the constitutions allowed, and Ohio is one of those places where if you were convicted of something else, did your time or whatever the case may be, you could run again. There are other places where you can't do that. And, you know, charged and convicted, of course, can be different things. But in digging around on that, even Bob Ney would tell you that there's been at least 43 politicians who have been in that position. So Congress will add convicted felons back into the fold if they run the traditional way, win the election, but it depends on where they're running if they can do that. If they can do that. So, you know, a great example from Ohio is James Traficant, who got 15% of the vote. He was on the ballot for Congress even while he was serving time in jail. So it is a very strange deal. I mean, there's a question. Should it be that you're knocked out once that happens? And right now it really is up to the constitution of that particular state where somebody's running, whether they're running again or running for the first time, because that has also happened. Somebody ran afterwards, not that they were a politician, and then they were convicted or tried or whatnot, but they decided to run after serving time for something else. So there's the answer to that one. far as the bridge goes, records were released by a legislative panel in New Jersey investigating the George Washington Bridge Lane closings and the link to Governor Christie's chief political strategist, who, as you know, was let go. And then the discussion about the fallout and the campaign manager, how much was she in the loop and all that kind of stuff, or how much was he in the loop, actually. It was Bill Stiepen who was let go. So the they had the emails and the texts and all of that. That's all part of the evidence. But it still does not solidly link. No documents have been that have been released in this investigation have completely tied themselves to Chris Christie, just the people around him. And we, you know, going over this nonsense again, because, you know, we have to go way back when. This happened back in September. And then the fallout since then that's been trickling out. But September 12th, David Wildstein, who is a Chris Christie ally, if you will, and the former director of Interstate Capital Projects at the Port Authority of New York, New Jersey, helps him get his job, that kind of stuff, sent this campaign manager, Stiepen, an email with a letter attached from the mayor of Fort Lee, Mark Sokolich. Sokolich said he was exasperated by the traffic gridlock. So then all of that stuff kind of fell out after that. And then the question started to arise about whether or not they purposely threw up those blocks or whatever. So the answer is more details have been released. And as far as the bridge is concerned, there is nothing right now that are that ties Christie directly to the bridge. Nothing at this point. But does this still cost him? You know, it's the whole court of public opinion. And the reason we bring this up is because are we focusing on New Jersey? No, we're focusing on 2016 and politicians that had a crack at getting the nomination, and Chris Christie in all the polls for months. He was the guy. He had a great chance. And now that chance has been certainly dinged, and we know that because we've seen the polls since then. But he has not been, even though in the court of public opinion for some people they're convicting him, he has not been convicted of anything here. And there's nothing directly tying him to anything except for these zealous campaign people and chief of staff, which they are the ones apparently that dealt with, and even there it's kind of murky, that dealt with this mayor of Fort Lee and perhaps had something to do with the lane closures, but that's not even rock solid yet at this point. So for now, we can leave the bridge alone. Just walk away from the bridge. Walk away from the bridge, right? One thing that we can't walk away from is the 777 that has disappeared. And you heard me talk to Bob about that because the fascination with this plane has gone beyond, and it's because it went into thin air, as far as we know. Well, the new information from the Thai government is pushing the belief that the missing flight 370 took a sharp westward turn after they just had no more communication. And it looks like it wasn't an accident at all. What they're saying is that it was a program change in the direction. It was entered at least 12 minutes before the plane's co-pilot signed off to air traffic controllers, telling them, all right, good night. So if this is true, it was already pre-programmed in ahead of time. He knew that he was going to do that, if that's the interpretation of that. I mean, why would you change direction all of a sudden? Why would there be an alternate flight plan programmed in advance? I don't know. Could we give them the out card? It's because of an emergency? Or some other warning that seemed like we better put this in there? It just seems so unlikely. The problem is we don't know when it was specifically entered. We just know that it looks like it was programmed ahead of time, which really makes the issue of something, you know, foul play or something run amok really pop out here now. Really look like that. But they still don't know who was at the controls or whoever was flying the plane took it so far away from its destination. Was it somebody else? Who says it wasn't somebody else that forced their way into the cockpit? I mean, it seems unlikely because of the commotion that would cause and somebody on that plane jumping on a cell phone, and nobody did. So there were a whole bunch of things that just don't add up with this. It'd be pretty crazy to be that lead investigator and try to unravel these clues as to what could have happened, but you don't exactly have the hardcore evidence to say this is definitely what it is. Erratic flight plan. Why did you switch it? Was there some kind of problem? Was there some kind of mechanical thing, even though everybody's jumping away from that? Or no, this strictly was, there was something here that was done on purpose. So the pilot and the first officer of the missing plane, both are Malaysian, have gotten the most scrutiny of anybody on the plane in the search for kind of clues or evidence as to what could have happened. But so far, they haven't reported any evidence to tie the pilot and the officer to the plane's disappearance. The idea is being floated around that this is what happened, and this was on purpose, and this was thought out, well thought out ahead of time. And if I hear water landing one more time, I just saw a great documentary that was done years ago on Captain Sullenberger. You know, Captain Sully, and the fact that he landed the plane on the Hudson, the Airbus, and it was crazy to see him revisit that, go through the flight pattern and everything that happened, and just how perfect you'd have to be to land that plane with those wings and not to sink it and that kind of stuff. It just seems so unlikely that that was the idea. You know, they're maybe almost preposterous. We had a water landing, we got all the people off, and now you wait and see what happens next. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, O&E.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663. or visit freezedryguy.com. Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. And there's nothing I can do to keep from crying.
I wait to hear this story. Topping odds and ends. It's the other 3 letters, the dreaded letters, strung together. That spell the IRS, shocking story out of Washington. An Internal Revenue Service employee apparently took home personal information on not one, not two, not three, not four IRS workers. Tried 20,000 former workers and contractors pulling all the information. This is exactly what we need, right? Someone running around with that kind of information. They took home a computer thumb drive that had Social Security numbers, names, addresses of the workers, plugged the drive into an unsecure home network. And this couldn't be a bigger no-no, could it? So there was no taxpayer info, but the Social Security numbers are so deadly. So the IRS says the potential breach was an isolated deal. The employees worked at IRS offices in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, and most no longer, they say, work at the IRS, but they're going to contact every single one of them and offer free identity theft monitoring. So that's your money and mine that's paying to make up for the screw-up. Somebody walks out with that. For what reason? What were they doing? You know, we've seen this before. The IRS has botched things up where they released personal taxpayer information to the public. And now they can't effectively prevent and detect identity theft because they've had the problem with people filing false things. So, I mean, here we go again. Talk about not trusting a government organization. I mean, really, no offense to the IRS. Well, I guess there is an offense to the IRS. What is the deal with all the bungles and the fumbles? And that's a pretty big one, because you would think that with all the breaches of security and things not leaving, and I know people that work for the IRS, and it was like a alarm would go off if you walked out with a roll of toilet paper. So putting this on the thumb drive, which is deadly, I think, in any governmental organization, just ask Ed Snowden, and walking away with that, boy, oh boy, it just shows you how easy the access can be to your Social Security numbers. And we've had people call and talk about identity theft. Izzy in Missouri, one of our most treasured callers, she talks about what it was like for her to unravel that and how awful it was for her. And that's what happens. If you really get in deep into identity theft, it is no joke. You can scream and rant and jump up and down and try to prove that you didn't do this and you didn't do that, but it doesn't matter. It's a really tough thing to weave yourself out of. And nobody cares. I hate to say it, it's so true. Nobody cares on the other end. So once that's out there, you're stuck and you have to follow the mystery. You've got to figure it out. I mean, that's why it's so vital. So somebody running away with 20,000 people's information and to have those Social Security numbers, boy, that's a big concern. And that's why they're saying that, oh, free identity, because they know. They know how awful that is because they've dealt with frantic people calling them about identity theft. That it's not your tax return. That happened to my brother. But they didn't, luckily, and it still was a nightmare, they didn't have to go too deep. And it didn't lead to other things. It was a return. There was confusion over a return because somebody had filed under their Social Security numbers. Nice, huh? No, that's not my tax return. That's not my Social Security number. No. I swear. And that's what you get. I mean, you go back and forth and you got to get documentation. I mean, I don't have to go into detail. Some of you understand because you've been there, and shame on the stupid employee who took the info home to do what? To log it, to do the work they couldn't get done, and yeah. So, of course, there was a memo from the head of the IRS that went out immediately telling people not to do that, so I guess that helps anyone who wasn't exposed at this point, but it certainly doesn't help the people that now are losing sleep wondering whether or not they've been exposed to somebody who's going to snap up their information and use it. And that's what's the most frightening thing, is the fact that you lose the access, and they know how to do this. I mean, they know how to purge your life really fast. It can happen in a matter of hours. In a matter of hours. It's like when you lose a bank card. Isn't that the worst feeling in the world? Because, you know, you drop a bank card somewhere, leave it somewhere, and that's instant cash for somebody. I mean, just like that, they can start, in some places, they can start using it immediately. I mean, immediately they can do that. So, yeah. In the meantime, since this is odds and ends, a couple of other things come to mind that we've been talking about here on the show, and that's getting a lot of play besides, believe it or not, the missing plane and what's going to happen in the Ukraine and with Putin and, you know, where we're at as far as all that's concerned. I think a pretty scary thing came out, a new report came out, and we'll have something on this. We're going to have somebody on from Stand Up to Cancer coming up on our next show, but they say women aged 60 and older have a 1 in 6 chance of getting Alzheimer's in their lifetime. 1 in 6. That is incredibly high. How many people have been touched by Alzheimer's? How many people know somebody whether it's a friend, a family member, that they've had to deal with Alzheimer's. It is a rough, rough thing. It means they're twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's compared with breast cancer. And this is this new report from the Alzheimer's Association, because they're really trying to get the facts out there. Men, not quite as bad as women. They're saying 1 in 11 chances. 1 in 11 chances. And age is the greatest risk factor for gender differences among the patients, but it's not, they say, not the only reason. The researchers are looking at genetics. They're looking at hormonal differences. And this is a disease that right now affects more than 5 million Americans, two-thirds women, but they think that number is going to just rocket up, which is really scary to think of. Because if you've ever known anybody that's dealt with it, or you've ever known anyone that had it, it's really tough. I had a great aunt that had it. She's the prettiest, sweetest lady. I mean, even aging, she was had a smart brain. You know, she would whip your butt at dominoes or chess or whatever. Then she got Alzheimer's, and either she would recognize you or have absolutely no clue. And it was really rough, I think, on a lot of my family, because one, they didn't want to see this happen, but two, just in trying to deal with it, because now you have somebody who has no idea so much who you are, and you're trying to make them comfortable and deal with what that's like. They don't even remember some of the things that they like to do, or the people. They're not familiar anymore. And boy, how worrisome is that? They're talking about new screening tests that they might be able to come up with, and people that are diagnosed with it in the beginning, you know, you go through that road where they're still just starting to forget a few things here and there. But it's, I think it's very hard. I mean, any disease is, but I think that number is staggering and worth mentioning here, because it's so tough on the people who have to be the caregivers for them, because, you know, there is no leaving somebody with this. You just, you know, leaving them for, you know, moments at a time even. 60% of the people who care for anybody with Alzheimer's, they say, are women, and it's pretty intense physically, and they say emotionally too, because you got to have almost round the clock care. And the average, and here's the thing, the average length of time an Alzheimer patient requires 24-hour care is 4 to 7 years. But check this out, and this is why it made our show tonight. It could be as long as 20 years. I mean, it could be up to 20 years that we're talking about. I mean, this is something, you want to talk about something front and center that they have to deal with medically and try to do something to help figure out the puzzle and how to unravel this sooner and try to head this off at the path. The cost of it is like $215 billion, something like this. For just this year, right now, they're talking about that's how much is already being spent for people dealing with it and whatnot. But the mortality rates and the for Alzheimer's, way, way, way on the rise. Sad, sad thing. You know somebody who's dealing with it, boy, give them a break if you can, because that is a tough, tough thing. Coming up, would you believe we're going to have another Star Wars? Yeah, something like Star Wars 7. Stay with us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. products from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Using modern technology, tweeted out, if you're a Star Wars fan, Star Wars 7, the J.J. Abrams version, they're starting to film it. They're going to start in May, in fact. But this is what happens. People start to get excited about it. So the way to release some details is through Twitter. And one of the tweets that came out says, Star Wars 7 begins filming in May, set 30 years after Return of the Jedi. The film will feature new stars and familiar faces. There's been some rumors that Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, is going to be back. But Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, maybe. That's still kind of a question mark. And this is going to be a huge sci-fi blockbuster with Abrams doing it. One of the people that they've confirmed is Adam Driver. He's a villain in the Star Wars movie. And then there's some other people who have been mentioned as well as possible folks in the movie, including Lupita Nyong'o, who just won an Academy Award for her role in 12 Years a Slave. Star Wars is one of those things, you either get it and you're really on board. I mean, some people are, it's just like Star Trek. Some people are living in in the Star Wars world. And some people don't get it. I have to say that I would have been in the don't get it category at first. Because the first time I saw Star Wars, I was young, and I didn't get it. I fell asleep. I didn't get it. My aunt took me to see it. I remember it. I was in Chicago, and yeah, it didn't do anything for me. Not really. It wasn't that it was so terrible. I think I just wasn't into it. But then, when I was a little older and I went to see it, then I really kind of got hooked into it, and I got to see It's almost like, I guess, the binge-watching thing works for me, because I think it was like a festival, and there was a couple of them, and I really liked it then, when I saw a couple of them in a row, and it made sense. And then you can pick out your favorite people and that kind of stuff, and I don't know, there's something about Star Wars. There is. I mean, it's iconic in this country. There's a chunk of history. It's a chunk of fantasy history in the movie-making business. And how do you, when you have something that is iconic, and now you're going into the backstory and trying to tell it, boy, there's something about treading lightly there, or doing something completely different. But I don't know that they'll, that's why I think they're doing some of the familiar faces, because of the people who are who can tell you every line, every person, everything that happened, because people are so into it, so you kind of play to that crowd, and then you play to a newer crowd, I think, too. So, cheap movie reviews to come eventually here on Star Wars 7. Star Wars 7. We've said this before. Movies where you're up into the sevens, it's like Rocky 7, is that good material? But I think the difference here is the fact that they're rolling it back. So, going back into the vault and creating the buzz of what happened ahead of time, I think is, you know, the prequel thing, I think is a little bit different than adding on like an aging star, and here they're going back in the ring. That was the problem with the Rocky thing. Some of the Rockies were pretty decent, but I think at some point, boom, you had to cut it off. And they went past that, to me, they went past that cutoff point. So for Star Wars, I think they have a massive audience, and people come to see Star Wars no matter what, even if they're disappointed. So they'll, whatever it costs to make it, they'll make that up. They'll make it up for sure, somehow. I've been asked this now a couple of different times, and I said it at the top of the show, so I'm going to say it at the end. Mega Millions was over $400 million, a drawing for Mega Millions. They haven't announced a winner yet at this point. But the numbers, 11, 19, 24, 33, 51, and the Mega Ball is 7. 11, 19, 24, 33, 51, and 7. So $400 million would buy you a whole bunch of cool things. Maybe even a little bit part on Star Wars 7. Because the way they're raising money for movies these days... Who knows? That's not so far-fetched to believe that that could happen. All right, and here at the end of this segment, as we are flying through it, getting to the exits again so quickly, I have to do kind of a throwback here for the Daily Salute. And the Daily Salute can be anything. It could be, I mean, just something good that happens, right? I don't like to put a lot of rules on every single thing we do, so this is just kind of a wide-open lane. And we're on this wide-open lane on the Audubon, heading toward the finish line. I mean, this is a great story, I think, that somebody sent me a link to. There were a bunch of California teenagers who decided they were going to risk it and go into a burning house and save the person inside, who happened to be 94 years old. So there were three San Ramon teenagers who rescued a woman from a burning house. They were seniors. They were skipping class at about 10 in the morning to go run and get something to eat. They saw smoke. So they followed the smoke. It was coming out of the back of a house. And they looked at each other and decided they drove up and they could hear someone calling for help, they decided they were going to do whatever they could. So they jumped out, kid named Garen Kissian and his friends. One of them grabbed a hose. They kind of responded that way, try to shoot some water at the house, and then went in and got the older woman, 94 years old. So they ran in, saw her there, sitting in a chair, burns. She had some burns, and she was covered in soot. They picked up the chair. They grabbed the dog. And she said, the only thing she said, because she was in shock, was, "I'm on fire." So how about that? And there was even somebody who lived across the street who had come inside the house but got pushed out, the heavy smoke, and was older and couldn't get in. But the fact that they went in and did that, it was pretty risky. They took her to the burn center in San Francisco, and she's in critical condition, but they think she's going to survive. I mean, you could say, wow, 94 years old, but there's just something about these teenagers seeing the smoke, pulling up, getting out, doing whatever they could, and actually taking the chair, lifting her up and taking her out. I say, woohoo, bravo, there's my daily salute. I mean, that may be one of the best ones that we've done in a long time. You have to ask yourself, how far would you go to help somebody? And you think your answer would be, if I see somebody in trouble, I'm going to go help them. I'm willing to run in and risk it, not even think about that. But I don't know that that's the thought process, especially with heavy smoke and flames. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, you're putting it on the line then. But they didn't think that way. These teenagers didn't think that way. They're on the way to get food. They see what's the tragedy that's ensuing. They hear someone screaming. They realize what's going on, and they jump into action and do it. And bravo for them. That's truly a good thing. I hope this woman survives. Any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me always, 24/7, americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.